People of Britannia, Super Defeffel, Clapper in Chief here with his weekly informal missive, and I bring good news. We are on the downhill slope of a flattened peak and heading towards the next phase of the Great COVID Challenge. The last phase, delay, was, well, it is now well and truly behind us, so we must look forward. And there is one thing that will get us through this battle, this great national struggle. It is, my friends, it is the way we count. And I'm talking here about the freeborn right of an Englishman, in this case me, to count his COVID cases the way he sees fit. The EU and even Sir Keir Starmer are still telling us, the independent nation of Great Britain, plus that bit of Ireland still hanging on by its orange teeth, how to count. Well, Monsieur Barnyard and Miss van der Lionheart, we diverge in our counting methods. For example, I have 6 children, and that is that. I do not count the ones not born in hospitals. So, prenez votre tanks off our Britannic front lawns and stop making international comparisons. And key to our national method of Britannic counting is Deloitte, the accounting firm, and experts in providing a public service, as long as the money's in their account before they lift a finger. Despite no expertise in this area, they massively coordinated the testing ramping up. Yes, how they inspired key workers to drive 2 hours to get tested puts them on a par with our heroic NHS heroes. And they say we have no vision for the future. Well, there's your vision. Success. Tick. And more colossal success around the superb tracing app. We're trialling it on the Isle of somewhere, dogs I think, and it's fantastic, and completely safe and secure. As long as you have Bluetooth, keep that switched on, keep your phone with you at all times, even when you're exercising your libido, never run out of battery, have no worries about data breaches, increases in state surveillance, decreases in privacy, then this app, let me tell you, it is absolutely 100% safe. 100%. More than 100. 102%. Safe as Hancock's job. There is no truth in the story of him being fed to the wolves. There are no wolves in England. And like you, proud Britons, I am enraged. Enraged at all of the incompetences I have been part of from the get-go, but I am proud that the thousands of bits of PPE we brought from Turkey are sitting idle because they did not meet our massively high standards. Some say we should have checked them before we shipped them at taxpayers' expense. I say they are the doom-mongers of the whinge industry, because we are looking forward and we use the stockpile as the basis for a second-hand PPE export sector and as the foundation of our Rebuild Britannia campaign. And there are those who say we have no vision. Well, there, my friends, there is your vision. A national upscale poundland exporting to the world. And the testing, 1, 2, 3, continues. There'll be 200,000 a day next month, and more after that. We will be testing everyone, twice, 3 times a day. We will go testing mad. And I will personally test all the newborn babies. Yes, I will bring Junior along, and swab him before any other babies crawl up to volunteer, as a demonstration of how easy and safe it is. And they say we have no vision. Well, there, my friends, there's your vision. An army of swabbed and about to be swabbed babies simultaneously filling their nappies with excitement. Super Defeffel, protector of Britannic counting and nappy changer in chief, signing off.